Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, May 10th of 2013. I'm the guest host today, Holland van den Noordhoff. We had David Knight on with a special report on the planned armed march in D.C. on July 4th by Adam Kokesh and others. Adam Kokesh obviously is a former Marine like myself, so I am following this very closely. I respect the man very much and his courage in taking an armed march on D.C., not to break the law or to commit violence, but to demonstrate our belief in our ability to carry our firearms wherever we like, to assert our rights whenever we like, and not ask for government permission. Because if you have to ask for permission too many times, eventually you're just going to be banned. And that's what's happening. And Dave and I was right. Registration, background checks, those are a preliminary to outright confiscation. And we're not arguing hypotheticals here. That has happened in every nation that has outlawed outright firearms. It has been always preceded by registration or background checks and licensing. Now, you may say, well, that sounds great. Oh, we should license firearms because they're dangerous. Well, they license cars also, and that does not make driving any safer. And no one is talking about banning cars. And also, cars are not in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. Firearms are for a reason. For the very reason this government, not just this government, and the United Nations is so intent on stripping us of our right to firearms. Why are they so intent on disarming us? If they're not after our guns, why are they doing it? And why? What is in the future that we're going to take such offense to where they're going to be afraid of an armed populace? If you cannot trust your people with firearms, then the government cannot be trusted. And the fact that they're exerting such effort, years in the making, fast and furious, like David Knight said, was specifically planned to culminate within a certain time period, which failed. The story blew up. Once again, the information war winning out over the lie. The story blew out just like ClimateGate right before their big conference. It came out the emails that they had faked all of the evidence. It has been further corroborated since then. There's actually been a global cooling period. I really don't want to hear the phrase global warming again for the rest of my life now. It's done. It's gone. It's dead. We're global climate change. That's a state of being. Anyways, same thing with gun control, with Fast and Furious. That was planned far in advance, utilizing ATF, FBI, monitoring gang members or encouraging them to purchase firearms in American gun stores. When those gun stores, when the owners exhibited reluctance to sell firearms to known gang members and called the ATF saying, hey, man, I don't want to sell to this guy. I got a bad feeling. His paperwork is not up to speed. He has a criminal history, and I don't want to sell a gun to this criminal. You know what the ATF told him? You will sell him that gun, or we will come to your store and find any violation. You didn't cross an I, you didn't dot a T. We're going to take you down unless you play ball. So, of course, they played ball. They sold the guns. Those guns were moved down to Mexico over a number of years, thousands of them. Those guns have been recovered from thousands of crime scenes where innocent people, the victims of the war on drugs in Mexico, have been slain. And they were slain by weapons provided by the United States government that they moved across the border into a foreign country. And like I said, the people of Mexico need to wake up to what's really going on. Some of them are. They're talking about it. But the fact that they tolerated President Obama to come over there and lecture them about gun violence when President Obama is personally directly responsible for over 3,000 deaths and serves a system that's indirectly responsible for thousands more because of the war on drugs. He needed to be talked to about what his government had been doing in Mexico, not trying to tell Mexico how to stop gun violence in this country. Anyways, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am guest hosting Holland van den Noordhoff. We're coming up for the last hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jeff Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the last hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting today, May 10th, 2013. My name is Holland van den Noordhoff. I've been on the show a number of times. I guest hosted for the first time several months ago. I had a wonderful time, and I thank Alex for inviting me back. Apparently he wanted to take the day off. He does have a long, hard schedule, so I'm more than happy to give him some relief and to have the honor to be on one of the most popular radio and news shows in the world, especially in the light of what happened after the Boston bombing, when people are becoming aware, when Google searches for the term false flag attack increase 100-fold, you know that this audience is increasing and people are waking up. Of course, I've been asked on to host because of the special insight I've learned and gained as a researcher, writer, producer for the documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 1995, which is about the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, the first modern expose of that event. I highly recommend that product, if only, not only because I worked on it, but if only because I've been told more than once, and this is the greatest honor I could have gotten out of that movie, was that that film has provided, has been a wake-up tool to so many people. By the very fact, when they look at Oklahoma City and they realize the weight of evidence that is contrary to the official story, but yet the government and the media is still invested in the official story, people realize the depth of the lie that they will engage in to cement their control. Knowing that to be true, people can apply that to current events and view those events through that lens and perhaps not abide by whatever horrific agenda is always on the table when these deep state events occur. This is the last hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have Ja'Cari Jackson coming on in just a few short minutes, giving a special report. We have a number of callers on the line. I want to get to them because they've been patient. It looks like we have Witness in Texas. Hello, Witness, if that's your name. You're on the Alex Jones Show. What would you like to talk about?
Thank you, sir. I'm here to share the facts about the ongoing war by many here to define my right to speak, truth to power. In fact, Alex Jones himself asked me by name to call in about this very subject last time I was on air here. And then back then, Austin's mayor had banned me from City Hall for trivial, nonsensical, hogwash reasons. And since then, I've been banned from the Travis County Commissioner's Court twice already. And recently for...
Well, it certainly sounds like you're trying hard enough. I congratulate you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I've been trying to get through to talk about this ever since. And the most recent one was... the presiding Judge Bisco of the Travis County Commissioner Court, he banned me for 4 months, meaning 16 weeks. I'm an involved citizen. I go every week, and this is for 5 years now. I have a better attendance record than even the judge.
So well, you know, if every citizen out there is a thing, there was a lesson from the Gulag Archipelago where a prisoner decided to fight back against the system by basically filling out every single piece of paperwork there was. It was all legal. He was simply playing the system by its own rules. And it basically brought that whole camp to a halt because every prisoner around him was writing letters to certain bureaucrats and officials that had to be answered, had to go through a process. The whole system in that region ground to a halt by weight of paperwork. Now, if we as citizens actually just get on the ground and get involved in every aspect of civil, meaning government life, that would bring the whole thing to a grind right now, which is why probably they find your obstinance so unnerving.
Hallelujah. That's exactly true. And friends are starting to come. I was told by a couple of friends that they would actually come to the Travis County Commissioner's Court and speak on my behalf. That didn't happen. But scheduling conflicts came up. But they're going to help me. There are more people who are helping me on this. And again, my big crime was just I was there to speak on an item on the agenda.
Exactly.
And I was sitting up there on stage.
All they want is rubber stamps. They just want rubber stamps. They don't want qualified debate. They don't want the citizens asking questions. They want a rubber stamp on what agenda they wish to implement. And if a citizen stands up, even in the halls of city council, and begins to exercise his civic duty in this day and age, that citizen can become a problem very quickly.
That's exactly right. It was $25 million of taxpayer money that they were planning on just giving away on yet another boondoggle here, and it was my turn to speak. I was sitting up there for a half hour taking notes on all these government officials who were making excuses, and it was my turn to speak, and the judge said, "Okay, Mr. Reefer, see, do you have anything relevant to say?" I mean, I was sitting there for a half hour, and obviously I had 3 pages of notes, but when I questioned his questioning me, he defied decorum by not letting me speak. It was my time to speak. He interrupted me with an illogical question, and I threw it back at him. Well, by golly, Judge, isn't that a little bit, idiotic? And I didn't call him an idiot. I just said
that's not wise to insult a judge in his own courtroom. Is there an upcoming event you're going to be attending, speaking at, you need to raise support for?
Yes, sir. I go every Tuesday, and that is the every weekly meeting of the Travis County Commissioner's Court, and they start at 9. And we all need more people to show up. And
there you go.
I'll speak on my behalf or just defy the judge from, I mean, he doesn't have that role to defy me, my constitutional rights, because he didn't like the question I was going to ask.
Well, you know
That's
what? If you give up and go home, he will win. So keep
That's
up your
right.
fight and keep on fighting because you know what? It's not just your liberty. It's everyone's liberty at stake. I have very good friends of mine who are fighting for the liberty of everyone in court, risking their own freedom. I commend you all. Thank you for calling in, Witness.
Bless you. Thank you, sir.
We'll get to the next caller in a second. It's a very good point, fighting back on the local level. Because The political game on the national level and the big level, that's fixed. We saw that with the Ron Paul campaign in both presidential elections. Where the will of the people was and how the establishment responded by literally stealing elections, stealing conventions, locking doors on people, behaving in childish manners to preserve their stranglehold on the way we educate our environment, our so-called democracy. So knowing that the national game is fixed, how do we fight back? On the local level, everywhere, because they can control the national level. What they cannot control is mass insurrection in every city council and every county commissioner's meeting. They cannot control that, which is why they don't tell you the power you can exercise in those chambers. You really want to mess up the system, go local. Anyways, let's go to our next caller, Anne Marie of Illinois. Hello, Anne Marie. Welcome to Alex Jones Show. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was hoping that Alex Jones was on today so I can tell him thank you.
Pass it along.
I'm sorry?
I'll pass it along. You needed to take a day off, you understand?
Yeah, I do. He's, you know, he's got so much on his mind. But anyway, I do live in Illinois, and I'm very, very aware of what's going on here. And I've always questioned certain things, but certain people always says, like you say on the radio, conspiracy theory. But mm-hmm. I've always been that person, like in the Matrix where you're half asleep and half awake.
You know, I just came back from Illinois, Anne Marie, on a project, and I've never been to that state. I am returning, not by choice, but for the project. And I was amazed at the police state presence outside Chicago. That is Obama land. I mean, I grew up in Oklahoma. I've lived in Texas and lived in a couple different places around the world. But I've never seen on a highway in America, or no, a street in America, within a quarter mile, three different police officers just standing there by the side of the road, pointing a radar gun at traffic. Nothing else to do. Outside the murder capital of the world, where 20 people get shot in a day, the police are literally just lazing every car that goes by. Every intersection, as far as I could tell, had a red light camera. Now, I don't know if that's the new standard in America. I live in the in Oklahoma, like I said, and we're kind of behind the times, for better or worse. But I was shocked. Every intersection had a red light camera. And the people were not safer. They certainly were not happier. They, in fact, it's the most stratified society I've ever seen. The people were at war with one another. And I couldn't
that's how they
wait
like
to leave. Yeah.
That's how they want it, and that's how it is, because it's normal. We consider it normal. Mm-hmm. We never really ride down Lakeshore Drive and see that gun and think it wasn't normal. So that's the brainwashing.
Well, I hope it never becomes normal where I live, but if things keep on going, I'm sure they will.
Well, I am a citizen that's awake, and like you state, they don't like us awake, they like us asleep, and I hate the fact of, you know, governing people with control. I am not from this country, I wasn't born here, but I am a citizen of this country, and anything Alex Jones speak about, I do my research on, because I don't take people at face value. I have to know what they're about and do your research. People, wake up. Simple.
Well, I thank you for calling in, Anne Marie. Sorry about that. I had a bug in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Just hope that your listeners are listening, and I hope that more people like me start to wake up and realize that we are in control and we need to voice our opinion. And I hope that, especially from my community here in Illinois, realize that this is all a game.
Well, people are waking up, Anne Marie, and even in Illinois, which is the heart of the beast in many ways, your efforts are even needed more directly. You are behind enemy lines, and your efforts, like a commando behind enemy lines, are felt even more effectively. And I thank you for calling in, and I thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go to the next caller, Peter from Boston. This is regarding the Boston bombings. Let's get some eyes on the scene in Boston with Peter. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much, Holland. And I've seen bits of your documentary, and it enlightened me in a way that was part of my waking up process. So thank you for that. I want to talk about the congressional hearings yesterday.
Hey, Peter, you know what? I want to talk to you about this, but we're coming up on break, and we'll get to you right on the other side. Is that all right?
Yes, excellent. It's regarding the bombings.
Excellent. We want to listen to what you have to say about that. You are from Boston. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am guest hosting. My name is Holland Van den Nieuwenhoff, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In a few minutes, we're going to have Jakari Jackson with a special report. That'll be interesting, I'm sure. As of now, we're taking your calls. We have Peter from Boston, who's going to offer his insight on the Boston bombing. So, Peter from Boston, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Again, thank you for holding over the break. What would you like to discuss?
Well, first I want to start by saying I agree with Alex's scenario of the suspects being under the...
That's an analysis. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
I do agree with Alex on that, but I want to talk about the hearings yesterday because I think this is where we'll see the agenda starting to play itself out. I want to make five quick points. This is what I took from watching the hearings. There seem to be five agendas. The first one is that they want to eliminate the police jurisdictions that separate radio communications between different small town departments and other town departments.
Do you think they want to restrict people listening in on those communications, or
they want to open up? They want to be able to override the small town police radio transmission so that they could, for instance, call for a stand down. The Watertown police were the first to arrive at the boat, and I think that they're responsible for saving that kid's life, because if they hadn't been there, I don't know if he'd be alive today.
Second thing
they want to do is they want to criminalize not reporting if your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, or your parents don't express anti-government sentiments.
Talking about it in Florida, where they're saying that if your neighbor hates the government, I want to know that man's name.
Exactly, or you're liable for a crime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The third point is that they want to monitor the Internet, people's use of the Internet to visit anti-government websites.
Yeah, they're talking about the self-radicalization, once again blaming an inanimate object, the Internet, on as being responsible for this terrorist act.
They want to be able to censor the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be able to promote the demonization of Islam. And I think more than anything, they want to promote the demonization of Islam. And I think that...
Well, it fulfills the purpose. It justifies the continued war on terror. It justifies the continued crackdown on our liberties. They're going to milk the Muslim excuse as far as they can, as long as it is effective.
And I cannot imagine the fear that good, honest Muslim Americans are feeling as a result of all this bashing of themselves and their religion. But, you know, I also believe that everything that they're accusing the Islamists of, they themselves are guilty of. And by they, I mean these infiltrators into every vector of influence in the United States government, and including the media and publications, for the last 100 years. And I think you know which group I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're trying to engineer a clash of civilizations. They've talked about this by demonizing the Muslim world, and it's working.
Exactly. I've been accusing them of all the things that actually they themselves are guilty of, and these infiltrators. And they're in every level, in every place, in every organization, in every charity, and they have essentially taken over every vector of influence that we are exposed to as Americans at home. I just want to quote James Forrestal, who was mysteriously found dead,
hanging from a hospital sheet from his hospital room.
Yeah, he was the first Secretary of Defense, and he said, "No group in this country should be permitted to influence our policy to the point that could endanger our national security." Mm-hmm. And I believe there is a group that has infiltrated, again, every vector of influence, and I think that group needs to be identified, and not to identify it is to do nothing but slash at the branches and not the root of the problem. That's my opinion. That's where I'm coming from with this.
Peter, I appreciate your eyes on the ground in Boston, your insight, the fact that you're awake, and for calling in. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, Peter actually had a good point. The Watertown Police Department, which showed up and arrested the second Chechen brother in that boat, his point was they were probably not supposed to be the responding department, and they probably saved that young man's life because they were not the hit team. I revealed earlier on the show for the first time that the arresting officer in that case was actually a brother of mine in the Marine Corps. I was his squad leader, and he has not been interviewed by Anderson Cooper as a member of the Watertown SWAT team. In fact, he was in the Caribbean at that time, so they sent him away, and he's not been allowed to talk to me or anyone else. Well, he's gotten some word out. I've been able to confirm some information, but then the Attorney General for Massachusetts issued a verbal gag order, and he's no longer allowed to talk about what he saw. But the point about the radio communications was, yes, the Watertown SWAT team showed up. Perhaps they weren't supposed to show up, because I have no doubt that that kid in the boat was not supposed to live to tell his tale. Anyways, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Paulin Bandinonoff. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson.
Thank you. on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Holland van den Nieuwenhoff. Thank you for joining us. We have a number of callers on the line. Before we go back to them, we have Dakari Jackson in studio.
How you doing, Holly?
Outstanding. A fellow Okie.
Yes.
It's finally great to meet you in person.
Yeah, I think I was here when I interviewed back in July or August. You guys were here, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you because you were live on air, and then I had to run out to the airport. But, you know, it's nice to meet you in person. I had a chance to interview you. You were one of the first interviews I had when I got down here to Austin, so it's nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, definitely. It's an honor to meet everyone here at the Info Operation. A lot of talent behind the scenes. I'd like to thank the staff behind the scenes for their support and everything else. You were going to bring up a number of topics. Apparently, there is a video that's going viral.
Yes, this is one of the top videos on YouTube right now. This is actually sent to me last night. Had a chance to review it. It's a very interesting piece. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have already had it. I had a chance to see it if you're savvy on YouTube. It's the clip of a student. He's in class, and he basically tells his teacher that she doesn't know how to teach. It's a very interesting clip. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about this and maybe some homeschooling things as well. But let's go ahead with that clip.
if you would just get up and teach them instead of handing them a freaking packet, yo. There's kids in here who don't learn like that.
Right.
They need to learn face to face.
Right.
You're just getting mad because I'm pointing out the obvious.
No,
you're just
wasting my time.
No, I'm not wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what you need to do.
Yeah.
You want kids to come into your class? You want them to get excited for this? You got
to
come in here. You got to make them excited. You want a kid to change and start doing better? You got to touch his freaking heart. Can't expect a kid to change if all you do is just tell him. You gotta take this job serious. This is the future of this nation. And when you come in here, like you did last time, and make a statement about, oh, this is my paycheck, indeed it is. But this is my country's future and my education.
Can you go outside, please?
Squirrel.
But there's a limit. When I'm not big, but simply making an observation.
Okay.
And now I will leave. You're welcome.
Good.
And if you would like, I'll teach you a little more so you can actually learn how to teach a freaking class. Because since I got here, I've done nothing but read packets. So don't try and take credibility for teaching me jack.
Just go. Bye.
Now, Holland, that was a very interesting clip, I thought so, because, you know, I had a chance. I was very fortunate. I got to go to one of the better schools within my city, so I can't say I can actually relate to his particular situation, but we see a lot of that with it, no child left behind and so on. And the guy says in the clip, all you do is you hand us packets. You don't teach us anything. You don't engage us in any way. You just give us, you know, the school gives you these packets and you give them to us.
Yeah, that kid didn't mention no child left behind, but that's exactly what that is. And I've talked to teachers who are working now teaching kids, and they say, we're not allowed to teach.
Right.
All we do is just hand information so they can pass the test.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically pass the test. It's all they do. They're trying to change them, train them to pass the test, not to think critically, to get any type of real skills that will help them in actual life. It's just read this packet and take the test. That's pretty much all they're trained to do.
Well, that's the purpose of public education is not to create an enlightened, inquisitive, active citizenry who's going to be vigorous in defense of their rights. It is to create corporate cogs and political minions who will do what they're told. That is the purpose of public education. That was its founding in Prussia, in Germany. They openly talked about, we're going to have a stratified education system, one class for the peasants, one class for the managers, one class for the elite.
Mm-hmm.
We see that played out to this day. And if people happen to become educated in the public educated system, that's just an unintended consequence.
Yes, and actually, since you bring up those foreign areas, let's take a look at this article right here. If we can get a doc cam. Americans warn homeschoolers stripped of rights. Now, this is from earlier in this month, but it's still very relevant. Recently, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, once again, has said that homeschooling is not a parent's right. It is a statement that some are saying should frighten American parents. Nations like Germany and Sweden show that the governments take away homeschooling rights. It's a slippery slope with no parental rights.
Eric Holder, we got to love that guy. He's providing us with a really
pretty busy.
A lot of good material he gives us.
I mean, from Fast and Furious to anything else, and now he's talking
about... Now he's taking a stand on homeschooling.
Yes.
I really respect his stand on homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eric Holder obviously is a tool of the establishment through and through. That's
how
he got his start in the Department of Justice covering up the Oklahoma City bombing back in 1996. He wasn't involved from the beginning, but he was brought in afterwards to manage the cover-up. And now he's brought back as Attorney General,
right,
just in time to manage Fast and Furious. Now he's issuing statements on this about homeschooling.
Yeah, and you want to take your advice from this guy. And people always bring up the question, like, why do you blame Obama or Eric Holder or whoever? I mean, when you look at a guy like Eric Holder who is purposely withholding documents that could get to a deeper level of Fast and Furious, if nothing else, he's guilty of that. You know, even if maybe he was, you know,
he's
like
been censured by Congress.
Yeah,
and he's still in office.
Wile E. Coyote pushing down the plunger on the dynamite, but the guy is withholding critical information.
He's the cover-up artist. He's not the executioner. He is the one put in place to cover up everything and to make sure that any inquiries will be frustrated by his position as a attorney general.
Exactly. And it's just more, we see the war on homeschoolers, war on people just want to educate the children themselves. Because I heard some of the guys talking, they have very young children now, and I was asking one of the guys, well, when your child gets old enough to go to school, what are you going to do? He's like, well, I guess I'm just going to send them out to school and just detox them when they get back home. And it seems like a very laborious process. You know, you send your kid out there for, you know, 8 hours a day or so, and then they come home like, okay, almost everything they told you was a lie. You know, that's pretty much the
situation. Well, 2 + 2 does equal 4, but everything else.
Yeah. Well, even that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is 2 + 2 = 4 may not be the same always, according to 1984.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the situation people are dealing with. And I know we have some calls and we can get to those in just 1 second. I definitely want to have people's opinions on this, on the homeschooling front, on the clip we just showed with the student, and just get everybody's opinions on these matters.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the callers. I'd like to relate one story. First, I have a very good friend of mine who's an Oklahoma City school teacher. He spent a couple of years in the business, and he finally came to me and he said, you know what? I think I found out what my job was. I said, what? I think my job is to keep poor people dumb.
Mm.
Because he's not allowed to teach these inner city kids. Not allowed at all. I think you're onto it. That's pretty much what it is, to keep the status quo as it is and to effectuate control of the whole society. That is the purpose of public education, and he is learning the hard way.
Yeah, and a lot of teachers get blamed. And, I mean, just like the teacher we saw, from what I understand, that was the actual teacher, not some substitute teacher. Was the
who would be able to tell.
I was told. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it seemed like a substitute teacher. They come in, you know, okay, I'm teaching math today. I'm teaching science.
Here's a packet. Whatever. I'm going to be on my laptop.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But a lot of the teachers take a lot of heat for this, but a lot of people don't know that the teachers can't really actively engage. I mean, she didn't seem too engaged herself, but let's say if it was a teacher who was interested in the materials and the students' well-being, you know, they can't actively engage them on that level to really boost up the children.
No, you're going to be rapidly frustrated if you're an earnest teacher. Like my friend, he joined out of good instincts to teach his community, to raise the next generation, and he's totally frustrated in his efforts, and he's come to the conclusion that his job is to stratify society, and he's waking up. Anyways, we have a number of callers. I don't want to leave them out. We'll take Jakari and I. We're going to take your calls and talk about what you want to talk about. We have Jamie from Tennessee going to discuss 3D guns. Welcome, Jamie, to the Alex Jones Show. You'd like to talk about 3D guns.
Yeah, that's correct. I also want to comment real quick on Jakari's statement about No Child Left Behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 23 years old and I have a five-year-old son. I'm about $60,000 in debt because I've kept him in school since he was 3 months old in the local college here. They have a child division there. Back to the No Child Left Behind part. I'm sorry, I was jumping out of the way there. When I was raped and molested for more than 10 years of my life and moved throughout foster home to residential facility to group home. During this No Child Left Behind period when the law was put into place, I was actually in school. What this did for someone like me or anyone else who's been abused throughout their past, they pretty much put you in what's called a behavior modification class. If you had any sort of traumatizing events, they put you in what's called a behavior modification.
It's actually called behavior modification?
Behavior modification.
Wow, exactly. At least you're not being shy about it.
Mm-hmm.
They seclude you completely from the school. And this is just an example. This is my example. This is actually what happened to me. While I was in this foster care agency, I went to another county and left the jurisdiction of the county, which the behavior modification was housed in. When I went to this other county for foster care, they put me in a normal school in a normal facility.
Did they keep you drugged up on big pharma?
Absolutely.
Psychotropic drugs? Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Psychotropic drugs, Seroquel, Trazodone, lithium, Adderall.
What you'll find often is that these CPS agencies are actually farming out these children, selling them as lab monkeys, basically, to big pharma, testing drugs on them, testing the long-term results of heavy exposure to big pharma. So that is what they're doing, literally selling these children.
Absolutely. And during my 4 years in this, let me go back. While I was in the school with normal kids, I did absolutely fine. I had no altercations whatsoever. I actually excelled in school. When I went back to the jurisdiction and completed my foster care program, in the amount of time, the minimum amount of time that you could complete it in, I went back and showed them the progress that I had made. And they said, no, that's too bad. You didn't do it in our county under our eyes. It doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. So I spent 3 more years in this behavior modification class. It has 8th grade books. Whether you're 12th grade or 8th grade, you study the same books every single year.
Wow.
So really, the child is completely left behind. They act like you're not left behind. And even the kids who do act out in school. Now me, for instance, you give a 14-year-old kid 300 milligrams of Seroquel in the morning, and then 300 milligrams at lunch. By the time I even get on the bus, I'm nodding out so hard that it's like a morphine drip.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay awake. So So I get to school, lay down my head, and then I'm disobeying direct orders. And they call the police on you.
More, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They feed you full of drugs. This leads to unproductive behavior, which you're then penalized for, which leads to more drugs. This is the whole system.
Exactly.
It's self-feeding.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm only a few years older than the caller, but I saw many kids on drugs when I was in school. I'm not necessarily saying they got them, you know, because of the school, but, you know, behavior problems at home or whatever the case may be, and they come in, they're doped up. And like I said, they have trouble paying attention. They're acting out in class. Even the kids who may have not had such a adverse reaction to the medication, they kind of have this placebo effect. You know, they think if I take this drug or if I don't take this drug, I'm just going to act wild. So they just come in and just act wild.
I know, I was talking to some young people, some friends of mine, and they were relating the fact that street drugs are really no longer even used in high schools, I guess.
Not really.
It's all pharma. It's all pharma.
A few years older than the collar. But, you know, maybe some marijuana, but other than that, most of it was...
It's all big pharma drugs they steal from their parents or their cell. I was shocked, surprised. I mean, and that's what they want. They want everyone hooked on a pharma from a young age because these are behavior modification drugs. Well, if they're behavior modification drugs, they can modify your behavior to a desired end.
Exactly. Now, you did have a question about the...
I'd like to say real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Jakari, I just want to let you know that about 3 months ago, I was listening to InfoWars, and I'm not too sure where I had heard about it yet. Was Alex ever on a radio show called Coast to Coast AM?
Yes.
He's been on there several times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I started to wake up in 2011 and pretty much fell back asleep with, you know, Pfizer and Purdue University cramming their medication down my throat. I woke up about 3 months ago to you, Jakari, and I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys are doing and all the info warriors out there that are getting the info out and just doing their part to wake this up.
I definitely appreciate that, sir.
Thank you so much, Jakari. And I just have one question, and I'll take my answer off the air to get the next caller in line. what do you all think? I saw the statement on InfoWars that Obama gave the stand-down order in Benghazi. Do you all think that this is – I mean, he's already, in my opinion, a tyrant traitor and has been, and I don't believe he was ever eligible to be the president of the United States. Do you all think that this will change the public's view – and if this goes viral and they actually, big media does start picking it up, actually, in my opinion, this is big media. InfoWars is big media. Do you all think that this will change the public's opinion? And I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Well, to address your first thing, talking about did Obama get the stand down order, we actually have a document. Maybe we can get a dot cam, guys. This is on InfoWars right now by Paul Joseph Watson. Congresswoman, Obama gave Benghazi stand down order. Now, this is referencing you can take a look at that, Holland. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet. This was referencing a congresswoman who was on a radio show, and she was asked, you know, you've dealt in foreign relations and so forth. Who could give an order to have a stand down like this? And she said, the only person I know of is the president. You know,
actually, her definitive statement was she was asked, because you have been an ambassador, you have been overseas with similar responsibilities and similar missions. Who gives such an order to stand down? Where does that come from? And the answer from the former ambassador, the president of the United States.
Yes.
So that's pretty black and white. And the White House is not denying this. They're just not answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads us to believe that Obama was directly involved in issuing that stand down order, which led to the deaths of four Americans.
Yeah, and I don't think this is just a incompetence deal. I mean, people knew about it. They let it happen. Some people may have been actively engaged in things such as stand downs. As far as the caller's other point, will this help wake up the American people? Maybe. The thing I've found...
The people are going to wake up themselves.
Yes. The thing I've found to be most effective, because we get a lot of calls, how do I wake up my cousin or my aunt or my dad or whoever, is I tell people, tell your friend or whoever to set their own line. When it hits this bad, I'll come back and tell you, and don't make an excuse for it. This is what you said. When it gets this bad, you'll wake up, you'll write your congressman, you'll call out Obama or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, just write down something ludicrous that you don't think will ever happen and give it about 3 months and it will.
Yeah.
And then come to me and let's talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for calling in. We'll go to our next caller, Eric from Tennessee. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Eric. It looks like you want to discuss the NATO arms agreement. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to both of you. Great to meet you for the first time. You're doing a great job hosting today. I just thought I'd throw that in there. The NATO Small Arms Agreement, the printing of the gun that yes. blows my mind. I mean, the fact that they can throw that in there.
Well, they view it as a threat, obviously, because right. now that the ability to disseminate that information to print a gun anywhere you like is out there, mm-hmm. now they're shutting it down because it is a direct assault on the long-term plan to affect the market for guns.
Exactly. Right. And even more than that, when we had Cody Wilson, I'll let you finish, Collie, but I just want to throw this point out there. We had Cody Wilson on the show last night, and he said this isn't just an attack on guns. This is an attack on information because this right. information goes onto the Internet, and they're trying to censor this Internet site. So it's beyond guns. It's just something that they think they can target safely or, you know, safely to an extent because you'll have the soccer moms and other people. I don't want people with printable guns, so that's how they start, and yeah. it's going to be the next thing, then the next thing, then they don't want you making whatever in your house, but go ahead and make your point, Colin.
Well, the thing about what I was thinking, and it's the first thing I thought about yesterday when I was listening to Alex, and he called in and said that they had shut him down. The first thing that popped into my head was, well, if he was to limit his site where it could not be accessed worldwide, if it can only be accessed inside the United States, then at that point it would no longer be an export.
Well, I'm sure Cody's a pretty smart guy. Actually, he is, and I'm pretty sure he's going to outsmart the government bureaucrats on this
yeah,
one
I'm
also.
I'm pretty sure he has something up his sleeve.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly up on the legal aspects of it.
Fully confident. Well, thank you, Eric, for calling in. We're going to break right now. You're listening to Alex Jones Show, Eric.
And all of them don't taste that good, have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Into the last segment of The Alex Jones Show, I'm your guest host today, May 10th. My name is Holland van den Nieuwenhoff. I'd like to remind my audience who I am. I served in the Marine Corps as a rifle squad leader. I continue to serve my country in exposing the truth. I was a writer and producer for a documentary called A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 1995, which is available at the InfoWars store. I highly recommend you pick that up. I've been told more than once that it has been proven a valuable wake-up tool to the so-called uninitiated to this evidence, or those who have been resistant to this information. And like
that
I said,
very well done. I want to tell you this story. I know we have callers, and I'll try to be brief. I was taking a criminal justice class back in Oklahoma right before I got this job at InfoWars. And I was in the class, about 40 people. Some of these people going for, you know, advanced degrees and so on. And I engaged the professor and I asked him about the Oklahoma City bombing. And we started talking about not just Timothy McRae, but the other people out at LOM City. And in a class of about 40 people, this is a night class, you know, a lot of older people, professionals. I'm probably one of the youngest people in the class. I'm probably like 24 at the time. Well, I guess 25. And he says, you know, concerning LOM City, he said, I think you and I are the only people in this room who know what you're talking about. In a room full of criminal justice majors. You know, because even people in Oklahoma don't know about this information I'm finding out.
Yeah, LOM City, of course, is a neo-Nazi compound in eastern Oklahoma, which, by the way, was a federal honey trap. The founder and leader was making $400 a month. We have the paperwork, $400 a month, as an informant while he's running one of the largest neo-Nazi communities in the country. What does that tell you? That so-called movement is largely funded by the federal government, who invents these bogeymen to justify their existence. But regarding Oklahoma City, Jakari, that's a good point. The fact that that operation has existed in eastern Oklahoma without any kind of scrutiny, without people knowing about it, tells you that if it was a real threat to the establishment, it wouldn't be there. It serves a purpose.
Exactly.
And to find out more about that, please check out A Noble Lie. It's available in the info store. And that supports our efforts and the efforts here of all the crew and staff at the operation supporting the Alex Jones Show. I'm really impressed with their professionalism, with their capabilities, with the vast expanse of their presence here. And it's all possible by your support and you spreading the word. So let's get to our callers before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
We have Adrian from California. Adrian, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, this is Adrian Lamelli. I'm a first-time caller.
Excellent.
And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone pushing the cause and everyone's effort for bringing down the criminal organization that we call the United States government. And along with all the great points today that everybody's taken in, I want this point kind of out there for people to just think about and indulge in. Just an example of mainstream media madness, I guess. A lot of things I've seen with the attacks on Alex Jones and InfoWars on the Rachel Maddow show.
Oh, yeah, they're attacking him in the mainstream. And that's good, because they can't ignore this operation.
Like every day we're flipping to the mainstream channels, and they're talking about drugs, or they're talking about Alex, or even Dan Bondi sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. But at least people are getting our attention. But please go ahead, sir.
Totally. I've noticed a big change in people as soon as Alex was on Piers Morgan and all that. Like people say, at first they deny you. They deny you even if even existing, and then they call you crazy, and they're just really nervous, and they are shutting down in a lot of ways of their thinking, I guess.
We're seeing it played out. It's history rhymes as well as repeats. Anything else, Adrian?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I've seen the attempts of the mainstream media to push the libertarian movement strictly on like the conservative side, which I agree is an arm of that, but I kind of feel like they're pushing InfoWars Alex Jones to the right wing.
They're trying to pigeonhole.
Right out of time. InfoWars Nightly News, tonight, 7 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
units, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.